Carolyn Slupsky, and I'm a professor at UC Davis.
Carolyn, you talked about the difference between, you talked about direct and indirect methods of testing. What's the difference between those two?
Well, direct is where you actually measure the bacterium. So you can physically detect it. Indirect, you're looking at the effects of that bacterium on the plant. And so that can be anything from just a visual cues, so you actually see the symptoms develop, but it also can be, we can look at chemical changes, we can look at changes in all kinds of metabolic processes within the plant.
With the direct testing, does that take longer to determine a positive test?
With direct testing, you need to have a sample that contains the pathogen in it. And so very early on, of course, we know that the pathogen is not evenly distributed through the tree. And so really, it becomes an issue of sampling. And so it's not that the test isn't sensitive. So it's very sensitive. It actually picks up very small numbers of bacteria within a sample. But the problem is that if you don't get the right sample, then you're going to get a false negative. And that's what we've been running into, I think, with the PCR, with this particular disease.
Yeah, I know there were some concerns about how it could take, even almost a few years before a tree turns up positive. The indirect methods that you were talking about seems like it could be a way to get some early detection. Is that true?
That's true, because we know that the response, so a plant defense, it's like a human immune system. Once it's infected, it starts a cascade of metabolic events that happen within the plant, and that this becomes a systemic response to the offending pathogen. So being able to measure what that response is through one of the different types of methods that I described would give us the ability to look at very early detection in the absence of symptoms. So we can do this before any sort of symptoms start to develop within the tree, which gives us an opportunity to remove the tree before it serves as a source of inoculum for passage to other trees.
What are some of those current indirect tests that are being used?
Well, there are some that are chemical-based, so they're based on basically the metabolism or the chemicals that are produced as a consequence of metabolism within the tree. These metabolite tests-based tests. So we have one that we're looking at where we take samples of the leaf tissue and we measure those metabolites. Christina Davis, who's also at UC Davis, is looking at volatile metabolites, I know she has a company that's set up to do some of those testing. There are other people who are looking at proteins, so looking at making antibody-type tests. Other people looking at changes in bacterial community structure on the leaf. And other even people looking at things in changes of emitted light from the tree as indicators that the tree could be potentially infected very early on.
And like you mentioned, there isn't one specific test that's better than the rest. I mean, all these are basically tools for the toolbox to use, right?
That's right. So there's not one specific test that is the best, but I think if we start to use them together, then you start to increase the specificity and the sensitivity of the test. So, for example, if you think about it in terms of human diagnostics, very rarely does a physician come in and tell you right off the bat of that you have something. It's one of those things where you start off with this broad thing, and then you start to whittle it down. In the same way, I think we can look at this disease. We can take something that's a very sensitive test, even if there are a lot of false positives, and then what we can do is find areas where it looks like there might be a hot spot, and then we do some intensive sampling there, and then that's how we bring in these direct detection methods, because once we start to do the intensive sampling, we have more of a chance of picking up that disease, and we can verify that that's actually what we're seeing in that area.
And that's kind of touching on what I was going to ask next, is there's a fine line between the sensitivity and the specificity, or the whole which one is better off.
Right. And so it's a trade-off between, do you want false positives or do you want false negatives? For one particular test, that's what you're looking for. But if you start to bring in more and more tests into the mix, then you start to push those towards 100% sensitivity and specificity.